It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it is hour number two of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on this Wednesday, August 28th. And here's a reminder for you. The Truth is the proud home of Marquette University High School Championship Football. The Marquette High Hilltoppers look to bounce back after a tough week one loss as they welcome the Fond du Lac Cardinals into Hart Park. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday Night Football on The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
All right, Truth Nation, as Telly had shared, it is Wednesday, August 28th. And I know for many of us, we're hearing phrases like it's the end of the summer, we're getting into Labor Day weekend, the summer is over. And I totally feel you on that. I heard a message during church this past Sunday, and I just want to share it with you because sometimes you just need to be reminded that as the seasons are changing, yes, summer is about to come to a close. However, let's embrace the possibilities of new beginnings. That's what I took away from the Sunday sermon. It's all about what's the possibilities versus focusing on the problems. What are the possibilities within our community, especially as Black people? And speaking of Black people, I want to share this press release that I received, Telly. And what has really been disheartening for me, as well as shocking for me, over the past 2 or 3 years, seeing so many Black men under the age of 60 dying all of a sudden, which is tragic for our community. I mean, every time I look up, I'm seeing a new report, whether it's a brother losing their life from the hands of the police department, whether it's health, whether it's mental illness. You've had a significant number of brothers, and this has always been a stigma in our community, you know, taking their own lives. And so this press release that I received, I just wanted to share it. And even though this is not taking place in Milwaukee, I hope this inspires other organizations or even just as an individual, because I know we do have platforms here in Milwaukee. Our brother Quabenon Nixon over at WNOV, he hosts, I think, if not biweekly, a monthly platform at G's Clippers on King Drive regarding participating in on-site, in person, whether it's a health screening, open dialogue about being a Black man. So we need to continue doing that. Anywho, on the campus of Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, there's going to be the 5th annual Black Men's Wellness Day on September 14th. So if you know someone in Atlanta, if you are listening from Atlanta, if you have a family member that is attending Morehouse College, please invite them to this event that's aimed to get Black men to participate in on-site health screenings. I'm tired of seeing brothers under the age of 60 dying, whether it's mental illness, whether it's murder, whatever. We need our brothers. We need our Black men. And so this health awareness day for Black men is going to include, you know, measuring vital signs such as blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, free HIV, STD, and STI screenings, prostate cancer, and more. And so again, if you know anyone that lives in Atlanta that is a Black man, attends Morehouse, please let them know about this 5th annual African-American Black male wellness event on September 14th in Atlanta. And if you happen to be in Atlanta, and the reason why, you know, we're talking about this too, is because we've had so many discussions about health equity and empowerment for Black men in this country. And I hope this also continues to inspire and influence Telly, other brothers. I know Omega Psi Phi, your fraternity, host a number of events and different initiatives that are specific to the health disparities occurring in our community. Because again, as a Black woman, I cannot continue to witness not just the health disparities that are disproportionately affecting our community, but also just the individual Black men, the lives that are that need to be improved. Yeah. Whether it's health, whether it's family. So whatever resources that are necessary for Black men to be able to live and lead healthier, longer lives, that is what's crucial right now in our community.
Yeah. And it's to me, sometimes I don't think that we truly understand as Black men how important our health is. And I think that a lot of times that we're conditioned to say, oh, well, my daddy used to do this, or my granddaddy used to do this, and, you know, I'm going to do it. And you're not even looking at A, the life expectancy, and B, just trying to be better than the generation before you. Not better thinking you're better than them, but learning from them. And I know in, you know, my mother's generation, they didn't go to the doctor a lot. And I mean, or you had to have something extremely wrong with you in order to go to the doctor. And when you get older, you realize it wasn't because they didn't want to. They didn't have insurance. They couldn't afford to go to the doctor. But if you are in a position where you have insurance and you can afford to go, you need to go. And because here's the thing. As much as you may say, oh, you know, I'll be fine, or oh, they're going to tell me something I already know. If they find something out, they can treat it as soon as they find out, as opposed to waiting 3 years to find out, oh, my gosh, I have this going on, and it could have been being treated. And so there's so many people that have, their lives have been saved by just going to get a prostate screening. Because even if you do have prostate cancer, you can attack it. If you attack it early, it's very beatable. And so, but if you don't wait, or if you just constantly complaining about, oh, I got this pain in my back, or, oh, I got this pain, that's not normal. And so, like, don't ignore those things. And I mean, and it's just once a year. You do so many terrible things, you know, throughout the year to your body. Once a year, you could go make sure that this machine that you have, the only one that you're going to have, is working the way it needs to be working.
Could not have said it better. And bottom line, Telly, to underscore what you just shared, you know, we talk about all the time, you know, well, Black women and exploiting Black women, and you always saying that. Listen, there is no other community in this country, no other community that has contributed more to society with very little compensation. And we continue as Black people, as we navigate through our self-hatred, we are so forgiving. We will let racist white people, we will let racism, we will let white people that think that they're better than us get away with things every day, both systemically and just straight up in our faces. And then we continue, as we continue to forgive everybody else, we remain the community that has done so much for everyone else with very little reciprocity or reciprocation, and we come for each other.
Yeah.
It hurts my heart. It literally hurts my heart when I see young Black men dying every day, either due to violence or due to illness, whether it's physical or mental, and it has to stop. This is all part of the systemic design. And as long as our families and our communities are not being led by Black men living healthier, living longer, this is exactly what's going to continue to happen.
Yeah. No, and I mean, as black men and being a black man my entire life, there's so many other things that you have to deal with on top of just making sure that you maintain your health. But maintaining your health should be the first and foremost, the first thing that you do and make that your first priority. But I was just thinking about the story that our caller called in. I don't know if it was yesterday or Monday, but I was just talking about how just going to work and having to deal with certain things, like when they had the noose in that warehouse, and just from a psychological standpoint, you're going into work every day and you're dealing with this. And then on top of that, because a lot of time that type of stress leads to health, you know, problems and health issues. And so you talk about systemic, it all ties in together. And so you got to make sure that you're on top of your health because it affects everything else.
Absolutely. Your health is your wealth. As Telly said, your health is your wealth. And this is not a laughing matter.
No.
There's no joking around this. And that this is not just physical, but you know, I was thinking when I was talking about Kanye this morning, you know, people on the YouTube message board, there were some people that were just coming at me like, how can you da-da-da-da? And I'm thinking, when we reported about Diddy beating a black woman in the hotel hallway, the immediate reactions from a number of black men were, she going for his pockets. She knew. Da, 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 da. As soon as I bring up Kanye, oh, I was done with Kanye when he put the Make America Great hat on again. I ain't never seen Kanye beat a woman on tape.
Yeah.
And trust and believe, based on Kanye, if they had something on him, it would have been released. Because he's done way more in terms of publicly going for organizations and communities than any other rap artist. He said way worse in terms of, you know, society and general population about certain communities. But as soon, you know, it's like, when is the self-hatred going to stop? We immediately, it's like, I can say something about Kanye. But how you did it. You have every right to feel the way that you do. But I'm just trying to understand, if you felt that passionate about Kanye wearing the Make America Great hat again, how come you didn't have that same passion or reaction when you saw a black man beating a black woman who's supposed to be his girlfriend, his woman, his significant other? And then it was, oh, she trying to go for his money. Just asking. Whew. When we come back from break, I'm sweating, Telly. I done got my brows sweating.
It's time for a break. We'll cool off. We'll give you a chance when we'll cool off.
When we come back from break, no, I'm cool. Trust me. I've learned not to give people that much power over me and my sanity. When we come back, there are updates regarding the Breonna Taylor case. And I can't believe that we're going to report what we're going to report when we come back. Also, some new revelations in terms of flight attendants. Did you realize that flight attendants are facing hunger and homelessness? When we come back, we're going to give you more updates on that, as well as truth swiping in the second hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you are having a great, great week. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Woo! Don't hit me too hard.
Oh, yeah. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Now, Telly, I'm going to keep it real with you. For a long time, as someone who depends on air as my primary mode of transportation, I didn't necessarily think that flight attendants, you know, had the most lucrative compensation packages. But when I read this article, I was like, wow. Because for me, I've always seen flight attendants as, you know, basically being able to travel all around the world for little to no cost. And, you know, they have the luxury of, you know, again, like flying free, flying anywhere in the world, like globetrotting. And what I'm finding out is that the reality is there is a huge inequality that flight attendants are navigating through on a day-to-day basis, which is very similar to what a lot of blue-collar workers are facing, to the point where a number of flight attendants, Telly, are broke and homeless in this country. And it continues to be worsening.
Wow.
And see, that's exactly what my reaction was.
Yeah.
So apparently, flight attendants work on what they call reserve. So there may be days where, you know, they're just waiting to be assigned to a flight in order, you know, to make money. And so in the meantime, they work side jobs like bartenders, truck drivers, makeup artists, Uber or Lyft drivers. And it's basically to the point where their paychecks tend to be smaller than what they expected. And so many of them, Telly, are working these part-time jobs, waiting for work and living in their cars.
Wow. I did not know that.
Or not having a home at all.
Yeah. I mean, I know that, from my frequent time from when I was working with the Bucks and Brewers, I know that the flight attendants that used to be on our flights were saying even back then that it was best for you to try and get with a company that flies private, because the instability of these, you know, major, you know, airlines, I mean, there is no stability. And but you would think that the life of a flight attendant would be much glamorous than that. You would think, like you said, you get to fly free, and you know, it's a great job if you're single and don't have kids. And I mean, you could get to see the world and have a little money in your pockets while you do that. But it clearly is not the case.
And, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The average salary for a flight attendant, and this is before taxes and insurance, $23,000.
Wow. I see why they need to go be on the have another job or be a bartender.
And here's what's so, this is what's so controversial and problematic about this. And you know, I was like, well, no wonder they be mean. No wonder they be yelling at people. Now I get it. Now see, information is power. I was like, now I get it. So next time you get slick in the mouth, I'm gonna have a little bit more empathy. but not only do they make very little. So $23,000 a year. Again, this is median. This is average. So there may be flight attendants that are listening saying, hey, I make more than that. Congratulations. But the average pay for a flight attendant before taxes and insurance is $23,000. Now, when you look at median rent in this country, the median rent amount in this country is about $1,500.
Yeah.
Okay.
That just, yeah.
Now you do the math. And so it makes perfect sense in terms of why flight attendants are struggling, like barely surviving. Also, here's the thing. If you're waiting on a phone call from your employer, whether it's American, Delta, Frontier, Spirit, whomever, you still got bills. So what's happening is that a lot of flight attendants, you know, they're working these moonlighting or side jobs all night long. Mm-hmm. Or all day long. And then they get a call, say, hey, yeah, we need you to work from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. So they've not only are they barely surviving and making ends meet, they're not getting the rest that they need in order to be coherent. So I'm telling you, Telly, I had to share this story, because when you see headlines that say some flight attendants are facing homelessness and hunger, and we all know that since the pandemic, we've seen video footage and viral stories of where passengers and flight attendants are getting into some very heated exchanges, including violent exchanges. Mm-hmm. And I'm not justifying or rationalizing flight attendants' behavior, but I do think it's essential to understand that based on this transportation infrastructure, for lack of better words,
Yeah.
There is a foul pay structure in the airline industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's foul. Because $23,000, and then you got to make folks wait, and then you overbooking flights, and increasing rates. Come on, airlines.
Yeah, and that is not an easy job. Just to think that, it's just somebody going up and down an aisle giving you peanuts and water. It's way more than that, and the toll that it takes on your body just flying all the time. I mean, there is a thing called jet lag, and it's real. And I mean, but just imagine just flying all the time when you are called on. And that's not an easy thing to do. And you're right, DT, and you're expected to not have it. I mean, you're expected to have a great attitude all the time, as if everything is so awesome. And I want to make sure that this is a great and pleasant flight/experience for you. And I mean, you got stuff going on. I mean, you thinking, and in your head, man, this is my last flight for today, and I got to figure out where I'm going to stay once I get home. So, like that.
You literally must be in the flight attendant's head, Telly, because as one of the flight attendants who wanted to remain anonymous in this report says, quote, "I have to supplement my income, but then I'm also not sleeping. I am expected to save people on the plane, and yet we're not getting paid a living wage."
Mm-hmm.
Talk about you being on the same page, Telly. That's exactly how the flight attendants feel.
Yeah.
I'm not getting sleep. I don't have enough money to where I can just work this job. I've got to work other jobs, and then I'm expected to be courteous, friendly, save people if something were to happen, and yet I'm not getting paid a wage that I can live on.
Yeah. Sounds like teachers.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, I am educating your children and making sure they develop where they can become, you know, productive citizens. And at the end of the day, such an important job, and the influence and effect that teachers have on students' lives. You only giving me crumbs. You giving me pennies to have such an important job. Like, it just it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
American Airlines publicly displayed an employment verification letter showing that for a entry level or first year flight attendant who's on reserve, and again, many flight attendants are just waiting to get calls to be on a flight. Because remember, flight attendants do not get paid until the flight lands. You know that, Telly, for somebody who travels frequently.
Yeah.
So keep in mind, when a flight is canceled, they're just as mad as you are. Because that means you called me, you got me up, I'm here at the airport, I'm ready to fly, and now I'm not going to get paid. So can you imagine getting up at 3:00 in the morning, going to the airport, ready to get a check for them to say, oh, the flight's canceled?
Your job is a standby job, like how they have
a standby job. And so American Airlines showed an employment verification letter recently. Did you know what the starting pay for American Airlines first year flight attendants on reserve is? And this is without premiums, incentives. This is before taxes or insurance. What do you think the starting pay is?
I would say probably $35,000.
$27,315.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, what am I going to do? And again, that's gross. So that is about $18.50 an hour before Uncle Sam, before insurance, before any FICO. I told you, Telly, my FICO experience. I remember the first time I got a paycheck, and I said, who in the hell is FICO? I've never heard of FICO. I demand answers. What in the BB King is a FICO?
Right.
$27,300. So let's just do the math, okay? And now bear with me, y'all, because I'm Evansville, Indiana public school. So I'm getting out my calculator, and let's just say we'll take 25% out of the $27,315 salary. So now I'm going to subtract 25%, which leaves me before Now, we took out the taxes. So before insurance and all that stuff, that's equivalent to $10.50 an hour, Telly.
Yeah.
$20,000.
Yeah, that is.
So, again, it's all I'm saying is this. I have a newfound appreciation for flight attendants, and now I understand. So I think this is truly an opportunity for us to give some more grace, or consider giving more grace to flight attendants, having this information, because dealing with financial insecurities, dealing with, you know, do I need to go to a homeless shelter tonight or an unhoused shelter? Do I have enough heat in my car, air conditioning, so I can sleep tonight?
Yeah.
Can you imagine those kind of decisions after you've already worked?
Yeah. That is not cool. Akpan hit us up on our talking text line, 833-212-1017. Akpan says, once again, they show you the limelight and don't show you the realness of it. But everybody know what they get into once they get it. If you sell me a dream and it's not what I wake up to, I'm leaving. So it's their choice. Live within your means and everything will be okay. Thank you for that, Akpan. I think that a lot of times that's with a lot of jobs, I will say, that, you know, you only see the limelight or what you see on social media, but it's the things that you have to do when that limelight isn't on, and how you react. And I know, again, for me, when it was a lot of travel, but like when I worked for the Bucks, for instance, I felt like I could never complain because people were like, oh, my gosh, you're on TV and you work for the Bucks. But it's like, what about those weeks when I'm in three different time zones and I'm trying to figure out where I am and then trying to get on the air and sound like, you know, I know what I'm talking about. And so, I mean, it's a lot of jobs where there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. But this is something that is truly shocking to me, the lack of pay that they get. And I mean, so
isn't
how
this
do you
shocking?
Yeah, like how do you even attract people that want to become flight attendants at such low wages? Because outside of, well, you get to fly anytime you want, well, where am I going if I have
right.
no money? Akpan said
I couldn't have said it better. He says that they show you the limelight, but then they don't show you the realness. And Telly, I'm gonna say this, I apologize publicly to any flight attendant where, you know, I felt like they were overreacting or me smoke and I gave it back. Because I did not know this. And this is why I love this station, because, again, there's a lot of sisters out there, too.
Yeah.
That are flight attendants. Not that race has anything to do with this. Let me be clear. All I'm saying is that, and I shouldn't have brought it up, so let me extract that statement. Bottom line is that there are a number of men and women, or however you identify, that are flight attendants. And I now have a newfound appreciation, knowing, and it's very easy to say, well, if you don't like your job, you know, then look, I used to say that, but in 2024, when it costs $300 just to leave your house and breathe,
yeah.
I have a newfound appreciation for people who get up every day and are just trying to be law abiding, tax paying citizens through legal employment.
Yeah. Yeah.
So shout out to all the flight attendants, as well as to your point, Telly, as we are entering a new academic school year. Shout out to all the educators, flight attendants, postal service workers, all the folks who know that they are not getting compensated. Talk radio show hosts. No, I'm just playing. all the people out there that deserve, based on what they endure every day.
Right.
We got to do better.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, and the support is definitely needed throughout the community because, like you said, these people that have these important jobs, the last thing they want to do, I mean, the last thing a teacher wants to do is go to work and get into it with a parent. The only thing they want to do
right.
is go to work and teach your child. And whatever lesson plan is for that day, that's what they want to do. And so, like, take that into consideration. These are your children that they are educating. Don't give them a hard time because you didn't have a bad night. Like, you don't know what those teachers are going through, and vice versa. You know, teachers don't know what different parents are going through. And the same thing along the lines of being a flight attendant. I think that, Yes. I mean, that may be something you're doing because you're clearly not trying to get rich, but maybe that's something you're doing right now in between time until you get another job or whatever the case may be. It's best to show grace when you can because you don't really know the other person's situation.
You know what, Telly? This sounds like, you know, based on this, it's just a reminder. You said it. You hit the nail on the head. Humanity, man.
Yeah.
You know, I just whatever higher power you believe in, or even if you don't believe in a higher power, I think these types of stories that we're discussing, and at the end of the day, whether we disagree or agree with one another, because there's a lot going on the YouTube message board. I had time earlier. I was engaging. I'm just spectating now. I do believe that at the end of the day, we all want to be happy. We want to ultimately be happy. And for some of us, it doesn't require six figures. It doesn't require a yacht. It doesn't require, you know, all the jewelry. It just requires a sense of belonging and value and knowing that, you know, you treat me with respect, I treat you with respect. And so with all of this, I'm going to do my absolute best to demonstrate whether I like you or not, whether you got a red cap on or not. Because at the end of the day, they're quite, and I learned that from the RNC. You know, we covered the RNC. Mm. I realized that there are some people who wear that red cap and they don't understand the symbol, what it demonstrates, what it exudes, what it communicates to people of color. And during the RNC, you know, I was having some conversations with RNC attendees to register. And I said, oh, it's, you have every right to wear that hat. You have every right to feel the way I feel about former President Donald Trump. But just know, just be aware of how people of color, especially black people, feel when they see that hat.
Yeah.
Just think about how flight attendants feel when they've been Ubering or Lyfting and working at the bar and then getting up at 3 a.m. Think about educators who know they're not getting paid fairly, but yet still care about the well-being and education of your student, your child. We got a lot to consider, y'all. Mm-hmm. But the main thing is that we got to get back to humanity.
Yeah.
And that is not a political thing. That's a human thing.
Right.
833-212-1017. We come back. It is time, y'all. Truth Swiping with Telly. Again, we want to hear from you as well. Are you swiping right or left? 833-212-1017. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
At Old National Bank, they know there is nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they developed their empowerment loan program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker. We thank you so much for tuning in. It is hump day. Telly, can I get a hump day?
Hump day.
Ooh, you got a good voice for that. Geico. Okay, so look, I'm his agent. So Geico, if you're listening and you want to use Telly, you got to go through me, okay? I'm only asking for 80%. No, I'm just playing. Look, we just got done talking about the airline, the flight attendants, and I'm over here trying to be Don King. 80%. All right, y'all, it's about that time. This is actually one of my, next to Truth Telling Hits with Telly, this is one of my favorite segments. It's about that time, y'all. Let's get started with Truth Swiping.
Welcome to Truth Swiping, the game where you swipe right if you agree with the pop culture headline or swipe left if you give it a complete two thumbs down. DT, Telly, and DJ Ricky, tell us, which way you swiping today?
You heard the man. I'm going to share about six hot topics taking place in the black community all across the world. All Telly has to do is let us know if he is feeling it or if he's not. If he's feeling it, he's swiping right. If he ain't feeling it, he's swiping left. And Truth Nation, we definitely want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. Are you swiping right or left? Now, Wisconsin has made national news once again. The Black Business Hub has opened in Madison, Wisconsin, providing a space for local Black entrepreneurs to grow their businesses with financial and mentorship support. This was launched with a ribbon-cutting ceremony last week on August 24th. The hub aims to increase the number of Black-owned businesses in the region and foster economic development for future generations. The $25.5 million facility features event spaces, classrooms, a large kitchen offering diverse business owners opportunities to expand their reach and skills out there in Madison.
Yeah, I at first was going to swipe right, like strongly, but I want to swipe right on the condition of if this is going to feed into the main businesses, meaning like, okay, yes, you're trying to promote black businesses, but are we just promoting black businesses on this side of town, or are these black businesses going to be where other prominent businesses are? Like, are you going to put this black business next to a Whole Foods? Or are you going to put this black business next to a Starbucks? Like, so are we doing things to not just, okay, yes, we're going to give that. I don't want it to be, okay, we're just giving you a donation and saying that we care. Like, show us you care. And so I'm going to go right on the condition that it is a feeding program to integrate these businesses in very affluent communities.
All right. That's fair. That's valid. Good call out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is one of the most successful female groups of all time. And they were recently here in Milwaukee performing at the Wisconsin State Fair. TLC was forced to cancel their weekend concerts in New York and Connecticut after T-Boz, whose real name is Teyon Watkins, was hospitalized due to an abdominal blockage initially thought to be food poisoning. The cancellations were announced just 30 minutes before their Friday show was set to begin, disappointing many fans. T-Boz, who has been open about her health struggles with sickle cell disease, is expected to recover soon. Sickle cell disease, abdominal blockage. I'm not understanding the correlation, but I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
But what I do know is that that's the same thing that is happening from those insulin injections for weight loss.
Oh boy. I am going to swipe right, and I'm going to swipe right because I want and I hope for a speedy recovery, because everything that you said, all that sounds painful. No, none of that sounds like a good time when you're talking about abdominal pains and you know, whatever else. What else did she have?
She has sickle cell.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean,
she was hospitalized due to abdominal blockage.
Right, right, right. So, yeah, I think that, again, I hope for a speedy recovery and again, taking care of your health. I mean, that is important. You just can't do anything and think, you know, everything's going to be good.
Man, we got to take care of ourselves, y'all. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Former NBA player. I'm going to the gym after this, Telly.
Shoot.
Look, I did upper body yesterday. I'm doing lower body today, and I'm doing all core body workout tomorrow. It's not a game.
Yeah.
All right. Former NBA player and Sacramento mayor Kevin Johnson has expanded his soul food chain, Fixin' Soul Kitchen, to Detroit, Michigan. The new restaurant, celebrated with a ribbon-cutting ceremony on August 23rd, continues Johnson's mission to offer elevated soul food dining while honoring black culture and history. Opening its fourth location, Johnson, who founded Fixins with his wife, Michelle, aims to create a community-focused, zero-waste establishment that supports disadvantaged youth and employees, second-chance workers.
Oh, I am all for that. Swiping right. And what better place to do it than in Detroit? But and I was just thinking about that. Like, there aren't that many like historic soul food places, like to me, that still seem to exist. I'm sure there are plenty, you know, down south. But I mean, when I think of soul food chain, I think of like Sweetie Pies and Sylvia's and, you know, ones that's been around forever and everybody know about. But but
Gladys and Ron's. Remember Gladys and Ron's Chicken and Waffles?
Yes. And right. Yeah. I mean, like, so, and none of those to me, I mean, I don't think, I know Sylvia's is still around in New York, but I know Sweetie Pies isn't around anymore. But anyway, I do think that is, I'm swiping right. That is a good thing for Kevin Johnson to expand that and more importantly, bring jobs to people that don't typically get those second chances to be employed after whatever may have happened the first time around.
Yes. All right. Last one. And this is the one, Telly, we talked about earlier. I was like, I can't wait to get your knee-jerk reaction on this. Critics claim former President Donald Trump is nervous about debating Madam Vice President Kamala Harris after he hinted on social media that he might withdraw from the September 10th debate, citing his dissatisfaction with ABC News. CNN's Caitlin Collins mentioned that former President Trump is struggling to find a strategy against Harris, which might be why he hesitates to participate. Some speculate the real issue is the debate format, including microphone rules, which could disadvantage Trump.
I am. Boy.
Really?
Right. I really want to unpack that. There's so many things to unpack with that because, but the bottom line is, like, you don't, come on, man. That's like me challenging LeBron James to a dunk contest. Like, you know, like, there is
like,
no,
Kelly, you may want to sit this one out.
Right. There is no strategy. I mean, you are a convicted felon. She is a former prosecutor. And if you are trying to make sure that you can have any and every way to have some sort of advantage, AKA making sure the mic stays on so you can interrupt her, that's the thing, because he doesn't want it where it's restricted, where when he's not talking or when his time is up, that the mic is cut off because he's not able to interrupt her and hurl out insults and say whatever. So that takes away, that's part of his game plan. So, like, so, I mean, like, yeah, man, come on, like, you trying to find a way to back out of it, and you just trying to find, I mean, maybe you should get shot at again, you know, and then, you know, but like, for real, you can't get out of it without people knowing that you're trying to weasel yourself out of this one.
I will just say this, Telly, in the history of presidential elections in this country, no president has been able to be elected that has not participated in a presidential debate. I'm just putting it out there. That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
I will wait. I have yet to witness a candidate being elected that has not. I mean, it goes all the way back to like Lincoln. That's why you have the famous Lincoln-Clark debate. I mean, it's a Lincoln-Douglas debate. There is no president, especially within the 20th century and 21st century, that has been elected without participating in debate. We need to hear from you, former President Donald Trump.
Yeah.
We need to hear from you.
Yeah.
Hire me.
No, right. You know what's so, you know what's so funny? I know we got to get to break, but what's so funny with this is like somebody just putting Mike Pence at the top of the ticket and saying, and then when these political ads come out against you, it's like, well, Pence was the reason why that January 6th happened and this, that, and the other. You'll be like, wait a minute. Didn't they want to hang him? That's how I feel about
they have
like
the
how
loose and everything.
Yeah, like that's what I feel about with Trump. You know, in these political ads against Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, he's like, well, you know, under the Harris and Biden administration, and it's like, wait a minute, like she's the vice president. Like, come on. So, but anyway, that's just my little spiel.
No, I appreciate that. We appreciate, speaking of appreciation, we appreciate y'all, Truth Nation. We come back. We're going to try to give you our truth of the matter, but even if we're not able to, which I do believe we will be able to, you've got 9 more live consecutive hours of Milwaukee Black Talk Radio here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, let me be brief and bright. My truth of the matter is simply this. I hope this serves as food for your soul today. Do not allow people to have access to you who do not want you to win. Do not allow people to have access to you who do not want you to win. That's my truth of the matter.
Mine's going to be even shorter than that. Make it a great Wednesday. If this is the refuel that you needed to make it through the middle of the week and to get you to the end of the week, hopefully we've been able to kind of fill your tank back up or at least put it on 3/4 of a quarter. So make it a great Wednesday and continue pushing on. We're halfway. We're almost home. It's almost Friday.
It's almost Friday. And with that, thank you so much, Truth Nation, for tuning in. Stay locked in. You are going to have, again, 9 more hours of live consecutive Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. We love you. Tell somebody you love them. Make it a great day. Up next, Sherwin Hughes. We hope that we will be able, Lord willing, to hear and see you tomorrow.
Peace out.